The first, I want to say just something about the first reading, the story of Jephthah. Very strange and troubling reading from the Old Testament. And I find it a story that most Catholics never heard. They never heard it before. It comes up here in daily mass, but if you don't go to daily mass, you know. But it's a it's one of my favorite oratorios from the early Renaissance is by Carissimi, and it's a Jephthah. It's the story of Jephthah, and Handel also set Jephthah, the story of Jephthah, to an oratorio. Although Handel kind of cheats. At the very end, as I recall, that oratorio, an angel comes and rescues the daughter, and she's not killed. But as you heard the story, fundamentally the story is this: there's a judge named Jephthah, and he's asked by the people to raise up an army and go up against the Ammonites who are threatening. And Jephthah says, "Go away! I don't want to be bothered with this." And finally, they prevail on Jephthah, and he makes this really odd vow. He says, "Look, if the Lord gives me victory, I'll the first person who comes out of my household, I'll offer in sacrifice to the Lord, human sacrifice." And of course, he probably thought a servant would come to meet him. And he goes out, he wipes out the Ammonites, and comes back in victory. And his daughter is the first one to come out of his house to greet him, singing songs and music. There were a lot of verses that were eliminated here today. But anyway, he says, "You know, I have to offer you a sacrifice." And she says, "Go ahead, Father. You made this vow to the Lord. Give me just 2 months, and then I'll come back and you can kill me." And so she went for 2 months to mourn her virginity in the fact that she never had any children. She comes back and is killed by her father. End of story. Strange, curious. And to make matters worse, the book of Hebrews, in the 11th chapter, speaks of Jephthah as one of the great heroes of the faith. God has a very bad memory sometimes, doesn't he? All right. So I can't make a lot of the story except to say to you that everything in the Bible that is told is not told with approval. Sometimes it just says, "Look, this happened." Now, what it seems to be saying to us is that unfortunately, the Jewish people occasionally would get off track and be overly influenced by the pagan religions around them, some of which featured human sacrifice. And Jephthah seems to have been among them. And God still uses him. God still brings victory through him. But Jephthah is a very confused man. And some of the people in his own household, including his own daughter, are also confused. You don't offer, you can't make a vow to offer human sacrifice. And if you do, you're not bound to it. It's an evil vow. You're not required to follow through. If I make a vow to kill one of you, I don't have to, well, I promise to do it. I have to do it. I mean, you see what I'm saying? Immoral vows do not bind us, all right? So Jephthah, though, is a very confused man, and he goes ahead with this. So is his daughter. So apparently are the other people in the area. So the story seems to be saying to us is that, look, you dabble in the religion of the pagans around you, and it causes some pretty awful things to happen. And you're not only mentally confused, but you're morally confused. And again, the story is not told to us with approval. It is simply told to us. And the moral of the story is don't dabble in paganism. All right, and that's about the best I can do with the story. It's a very shocking story. It's told almost in passing with very little commentary, and we're on to the next topic. So, as I say, it is what it is. It's there, and I just offer that reflection for you. Despite all of this, Jephthah, again, is called this great hero of the faith in the book of Hebrews and in the New Testament. So, again, even people who do awful and atrocious things can sometimes, again, be used by God and can regain, if you will, their stature. We just have to presume at some point Jephthah repented of his grievous sin here. So, again, a lot of this, you have to read between the lines and kind of figure, well, something must have happened, but we don't have all the details.